Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I know why. Why, man? Sing it, Jeff. Long but quick, the Jeff Walker story.
Scotty singing that.
Scotty's just butt crazy.
Scotty thing, the wild card and Scotty Jeff story. Have a chance in hell of being within 48 strokes of you and I. They're crazy.
They're crazy. This morning, let's back up a little. Much has been said and discussed about the proposal to rebuild RFK Stadium and to get a NFL stadium there, the Commanders moving in.
Mm-hmm.
I think a number of things make this version of this discussion much different than previous times. The absolute top of the list, ownership change.
Why?
The new owners are, by all accounts, stand-up people, right? Like, and they do things the right way. And they have deep pockets and a lot of connections. This is a different world. Two, the team's good all of a sudden. I think Jaden Daniels is a factor in this.
It makes a world of difference.
But beyond that, a huge part of this is that the owners are putting up a boatload of cash. Yeah. They're putting up somewhere between $2.5 and $3 billion, okay? That, to me, changes things. It is not, like, the phrase, put your money where your mouth is, they're doing it. And so, there was a lot of excitement the first day, the announcement at the press club with Mayor Bowser and Josh Harris and Roger Goodell. And then, inevitably, there are questions, opposition, pushback. What I find fascinating is there has been discussion that folks that don't live in the city shouldn't weigh in on this, which I think is kind of silly. But what the Post did, and I applaud them for doing this, is they did a survey of D.C. residents,
mm-hmm.
how they feel about using city money to pay for a new Commander Stadium. And the results, to me, are pretty darn significant. 55% of D.C. residents favor it. 55% of D.C. residents favor it.
I kind of, this is one thing that I have a problem with, the way that question was stated anyway. 55%, you got the majority, yes. But they're not building the stadium. See, that's the difference. That money is being used for infrastructure, which is going to have to be built whether the stadium is there or not. Am I right?
Yeah. Not to that level,
the
but
team
yes.
comes in with $2.7 billion, you know, and that, if that's all theirs or the league put in some, whatever. But you're going to have to spend $500 to $750 million anyway, whether the stadium is there or not. But I think that a lot of people who like to sit up here and tell us stuff, politicians, they may not even much talk to their constituents.
I find that very interesting you say that, B. Just so we're clear, this is a Washington Post Char poll. This is a legitimately well-run, well-done poll. It's a random sampling of 651 adult residents of D.C.
And the poll was conducted from April 22nd to May 4th. So last time I put out poll data, I had critics say, oh, well, you know, where'd that poll come from, right? Like, this one is from the Post. This is not from the mayor's office or an opposition office. This is what should be an unbiased poll. What I find far more interesting, and honestly, this conversation has gone on my entire life. As someone who has lived here and lived in Northeast for a decade, like, it's not that hard to see where portions of the city are really developed and where they aren't.
Uh-huh.
And development over the course of my life has certainly spread eastward in the city. Cap One Arena started it, Nats Park, Audi Field, yeah. The Wharf. Residents of Ward 7 and 8, so the stadium will be built in Ward 7, 8's just across the river, where there is a true lack of development, stunted development.
Yeah.
Residents of Ward 7 and 8 support public money for the infrastructure to build a new stadium 63%.
Mm.
Those east of the Anacostia River polled 74% support. It's almost like the people that live in the areas that haven't gotten development are like, hell yeah, we want this development, this gigantic project.
Then we wouldn't have to drive so far to get to stuff.
I also find this pretty interesting. Of black residents polled, 62% support. White, it's 53%, so it's still a majority. The only wards where you don't have a majority supporting are 3 and 4. This to me, and what is really imperative to consider, and this is from the Post. This is, like, I know this, and I've said this, but people question it because I'm getting my data from the presentation, which the mayor and the NFL and the Commanders were a part of. So if you want to be skeptical of that, you can be. I understand. This is from the Washington Post. They are reporting this. I'm sure they have checked this out to be true. Otherwise, it wouldn't be here. Right? Democracy dies in darkness. This is what the mayor said, and this is what the Post is writing today. Under the terms unveiled last week, the district would help fund stadium infrastructure, parking facilities, and recreation improvements. The largest chunk of its contribution, $500 million, would come from the sports facilities fee, formerly the ballpark fee, a tax on businesses earning $5 million or more. Let's be clear. That money is only paid by a handful of businesses in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Further, that money already was earmarked to build Nats Park, which has more than exponentially repaid the public investment.
Totally.
And they're not taking this money. It's not like, yo, we're taking the money from the schools and we're building roads for the stadium. This is going from Nats Park to RFK Stadium. $500 million.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
D.C. would also invest $200 million for utilities infrastructure, roadways, and a metro transit study. Well, guess what, folks? That $200 mil, you'd have to spend it anyway. Whatever you're putting in there, you tell me what you don't have to spend, B. If you're going to develop a 180-acre site,
you're going to have to spend.
Utilities infrastructure, you have to spend on that?
Yeah, definitely.
Roadways? Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a metro transit study?
Definitely.
Yeah. As an aside, before WMATA wades into this and inevitably the price tag goes up, those metro stops supported NFL games and big concerts for, what, 30 years, 25 years? Yep. I don't know why we're convinced they can't do them now. Maybe you got to repaint, but, you know, maybe you got to do a little bit. I don't understand why people are convinced you need more metro. Like, it's already there. It worked for years. I wrote it. I don't get that. But
so the two wars that oppose it, they're not affected by it, to be honest with you. They're way on the other side. They got everything they want. They have grocery stores right there. They have a lot of stuff, and they get better police protection over there. Why are you mad at it? Some other place getting better? Because it'll bring a little bit more oomph to the area. Why are they so bad against it?
I mean, wards 3 and 4 are probably the wealthiest in the city. I don't know, maybe 2 because that's Georgetown and stuff. I don't know those answers. What happens
is Chevy Chase, Glover Park, and Tinley Town. And then you have Shepherd Park, Fort Totten, and Brightwood.
What I have noticed in life, and I'm not making this specific to anything, is you get people, a lot of times the more educated you are, the more you want to be offended on behalf of other people. Let other people make up their minds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just... So of the money that is currently constituted in this Post story, which I think adds up to about $900 million, $500 million of it is from a ballpark fee that already exists. They're just renaming it to sports facilities fee. That's how they built Nats Park. $200 mil is going to be for utilities, roadways, and metro. They'd have to spend that anyway.
Yeah.
And then there's another $181 million that's coming from Events DC, which... is the Convention and Sports Authority for D.C., and their money is specifically built for this. That's why I don't know, it's not a company, but that's why that entity exists.
When people roll in town, everybody that lays in the bed or spends money, they earn their tax money from that thing right there. So it's about when you get people to come into the city, spend a little time, spend a little money, they make theirs that way. And a lot of that is from people from outside of the district. It's not from people inside the district.
I like this quote a lot. This is from Wayne Young. This is in the Washington Post story. I tweeted this out this morning. If you want to check it out, it's worth checking out. Wayne Young is a 65-year-old Ward 7 resident, is not a fan of the Commanders, but finds the proposal exciting and isn't frightened by the use of city money for the project. What frightens me is that people don't speak of the revenue it will generate. So the reality is, people need a balance between the revenue spent and the revenue that it will generate. What I want to hear more is the other part to see what the balance is. The part that is not discussed is the revenue it will bring in the short term and the long term. I understand there are questions. I understand you want to get the best possible deal for the city. I understand that if you live over there, there will be periods of inconvenience due to construction.
Yeah.
You drive around the city and the surrounding suburbs.
I drive in every day. I got periods of inconvenience from where I live all the way here.
Has anybody driven through Tyson's lately? Like, I understand there are always going to be people resistant to change.
Because change sometimes make things begin to be a little bit more equal.
There's already a stadium there.
Let's be real.
What did you think was going to happen?
I go back to what you and I read in that paper. When those 100 senators voted on 100-0, and they put some things of which they would like to see a hope, and if they have a little control over some things, and they put number one with stadium, right?
First bullet point.
I think I'll keep going back to that bullet point.
When we come back, let's talk about the George Pickens trade and what that does to the NFL landscape. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.